Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Foley moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Foley scores. Mozzilli moves to third. Montanez moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Mozzilli tags and scores. Montanez tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Templeton steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mumphrey for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foley reaches second base with a double. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mozilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley scores. Stearns moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Brock steals second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Templeton takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. There goes Templeton trying to get to home. Youngblood throws the ball into Randle, who relays the ball to Stearns, who tags Templeton, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 3-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. the Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swan moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swan moves to third. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swan strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hendrick for the double play. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montanez. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Montanez steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montanez scores. There goes Stearns trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott pinch hits for Bob Forsh. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Mike Phillips now playing second base. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn strikes out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock bunts towards third. Randall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Randall. Brock moves to second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Templeton hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mazzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Mazzilli reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Montanez is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Mazzilli moves to third. Montanez moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Mazzilli scores. Montanez scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stearns moves to third. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 4 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez throws towards third. Wrights fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wrights. Stearns scores. Youngblood scores. Maddox moves to third. Flynn moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Craig Swan. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Bobby Valentine pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. It's 8-3, Mets. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Buddy Schultz. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.